I can speak to Sharon Andrews, please.
Ms. Bishan.
Hey, Sharon. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're the law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Oh, yeah.
How are you, Sharon?
I'm okay.
Fantastic. Do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me, Sharon, about your case?
I do, yes.
Okay, perfect. As I said before, Sharon, my name's Michael. All of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. The call today is, and what my team do, Sharon, is go out and gather the evidence that you've given from the information you've given to our customer care team.
Okay.
What that means is I'll write through the social service departments of the care settings you're in, and also, you know, gather that evidence as proof and of your time in care. Not only that, Sharon, my role is to also get to know you a bit better. I find out, you know, from the trauma you suffered in care, how's that had an effect on your adult life. The reason why we're doing that is to paint an accurate picture of what happened to you as a child has had an effect on you as an adult. Now, whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of, you know, nervous issues, any sort of drugs or alcohol issues, what I'll then do is I'll then write to those authorities and I'll gather that information so we can then present that to the Scottish Treatment Redress team before they judge on our case to give a, you know, an accurate picture of your time and care and also, you know, what's happened to you subsequently and because of.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay, Sharon?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm going to ask you some tough questions, Sharon, but I would be doing you a disservice if I don't ask you them. Just trying to get you, obviously, the best chance of getting the best results. You, Sharon, or have you suffered with depression or anxiety in the past?
Yes, and it's been ongoing all my life.
Is that with both depression and anxiety?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now I've got a whole battery of illnesses. I'm getting well. I don't care if it's got something to do with where they held me and sat on me or whatever. I've went on to have bone deficiency and stuff because of the trauma in that home.
Yeah.
Even in another day and all.
Yeah, it's mental, isn't it? You think these people are God?
Well, no. You can walk up at 6 o'clock, go to midnight mass, do your chores and everything done before you get breakfast in the morning. And God.
Yeah, I'm so sorry you had to go
through that. I wouldn't blame that on any child now. No. I couldn't do that.
There's a very clear line between discipline and abuse, isn't it?
Very clear. But they took it one step further.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I'm so sorry. Sorry, the fish.
I'm now after a tick. I don't know, Ken. I had this one last year. She must have been about 20 odd stone.
Yeah.
And she's all on top of me because everything I applied what her rules were. So she sat on top of us.
Oh, wow. That's disgusting.
That's a flat to top of me. I've got a friend to. There was like 6 bairns around me trying to get this woman off me. And I remember her name well. I don't know if I got her name. Morag. Yeah. Oh.
Morag Jack.
Morag Jack. G-A-P-P. Jack.
Was she a nun, was she?
No, she was in the other home.
Oh, by
her. In Carolina House, because we were in two. We were in, we got hot, we... I don't understand what they call that thing. Kind of how when they're in church and they've got that bar thing and they've got some smoke coming out of it.
Yeah.
What do we call that? If had that, that's been hot on your head many a time. Because wow. Even though two could tell in. That Ivan thing that they keep that, can that smoke the go about weed?
Yeah, no, the essence, isn't it? It's like the...
whatever the smoke it is. And see if you didn't get out of bed, you got that on the head.
Oh, wow.
That's
horrendous.
I know, it was heavy.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah. Seeing them swing it.
And we were in that nunnery. I was 4 years old and they told us to say grace.
Yeah.
Me and my brother and my sister didn't think, no, we just said grace. Do you know, the day after to say a word. And they wanted me at 4 years old to say, hell, who'd you feel about grace? And I'm like, what am I meant to say?
Yeah.
And if you didn't do it, you wouldn't get tea that night. You would get sent to bed.
Wow.
And then they'd get you up for midnight mass.
Mental. It's not very Christian then, is it, let's be honest?
No, we spent more time on our knees in that home than anything else.
Yeah.
I hate that place, I couldn't wait to see the back of that.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh yeah, we're going to get a better place, and it just turned out just as bad.
Yeah, the care settings up there, probably down here as well, just, around that time, just about horrendous. By
excuse
the time,
my
yeah.
French, but...
That's fine.
Scotland was shit.
Yeah.
It still is, for the care system. Because they're going to call it homes now, but it's just as good as, because they're units.
Yeah.
That's even worse than a home. Then somewhere being called a unit. It's pathetic because that Carolina house was in Northbridge on Carolina house, and that's why we got put. And we got to help my mum and dad are dead in a car crash as well when we moved into that place.
And
lo and behold, my mum and dad were still alive.
Oh, okay. That's horrendous, isn't it? That's just mental torture, isn't it?
Exactly. And then... we didn't know where Mumpy Adam, she come to the door. I mean, she left us because of alcoholism, right? She come to the door, we didn't know who she was. And then when she started singling me and my brother and my sister, we all ran in different directions. We were like, who the hell is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we never encountered a drunk person before and until then. Meant to be told that with my mum after being told when we were younger, when we first got into the home, that my mother and father's deceased.
Yeah. No, that's just mental abuse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they say to you, oh, your mum will be back for you one day. I mean, like, one minute you're telling us she's dead, and the next minute you're telling us, oh, your mum will be back to you one day. We want you to dare me. Set me off my head.
Yeah, it's mental. Absolutely mental.
And the wonder why we lost it the way we did.
Yeah. Well, how do people expect you to turn out when you go through such trauma as a child? You know, they're just creating a rod for their own back to Scottish governments, aren't they? Because
childhood. And I'm a childhood, it's hard to say, but I didn't trust anybody.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
I don't trust no one.
Yeah, no, I'm so sorry.
And if I had children, they would never be treated the way I was. Although my mum did what she did to better me, I wouldn't have done what she done. And I'd get my kids all my life.
Yeah.
They had a happy life.
Good. That's good, isn't it? That's one positive, isn't it, Sharon, that your kids have never seen the trauma that you've
had. I broke that cycle, son.
Well done.
And my Helen never been... My sister Helen didn't have any children. I think that's the reason why. Because of your childhood. Because we had a horrible childhood. We did.
Yeah.
And we only had the three of us.
Yeah. Well... Just Are you okay, Sharon? Are you okay to continue?
Yeah. I just sometimes it's hard to speak about
pets. I totally understand. What I was going to say is, have you had any issues with alcohol, Sharon? Obviously, you know, you said it runs in your family.
Not me. It runs with alcohol. I had a problem with drugs.
Okay. Did you seek medical attention for that, or did you...
Yes. Now, drug free and have been for the last, what, 20-odd year?
Okay.
I didn't want to ruin my bearings, so I stopped.
Okay, perfect. Did your GP know about your drug issues?
No.
Okay. Where did you seek any sort of help for the drugs, or did you just stop?
I just stopped, son.
Okay. Well,
because I didn't want my daughter, I was growing up, thinking it was acceptable to put anything in your system.
Yeah, no, well done. Thank you for that. I've got a real tough one for you, Sharon. I am sorry I have to ask this one, but I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't. Have you ever tried to kill yourself? I'm sorry to take your own life.
You want an honest answer, son?
Yes, please.
Numerous.
Okay. I'm sorry I have to ask that one.
No, numerous times. I'm in a bad place.
Did you ever hospitalised for them suicide attempts, Sharon?
I was hospitalised once, son, because I was a bigger person. I was a chubbier person.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be the world. Myself, the world could be no year to try, son. And I was hospitalised for that.
Okay. Just want to... Are you okay? We can just, you know...
I need to go, son, because I knew it was going to be hard no matter what time the phone call came.
Okay. Well, that's it now. Let's try and, you know, put that to one side now. Also, I'll do... From now on, Sharon, I've asked you all the difficult questions. Like I said, I'm sorry I asked them. I had to ask them. I'm sorry that you've been through
okay,
all of
son,
that.
That's okay, son. That's okay. But I'm going to tell you, you wouldn't have known.
No, I know. But the reason why I ask is obviously... I'm going to write to your GP, Sharon. I'm going to get all the medical records. I'm also going to write to the hospital that you were admitted to. I'm going to get the evidence of that time there as well. And what that does, Sharon, obviously along with the social service records, it just paints an accurate picture of, like I said earlier, what happened to you and how it's had a massive impact on your life.
Yeah.
Can I take your GP's details, please, Sharon?
Yeah, well, it's Dr. R.I.P. Dr. Jeff.
Funny
enough. R.I.P. That's his actual name. Dr. I.P. Dr. Ronald Ipp. That's his name, right? Dr. Ronnie Ipp. At Ancrum Medical Centre.
Yeah, Ancrum. And that's in Dundee, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And then in Wells Hospital.
In Wells?
Nine
Wells.
Number nine in Wells. Yeah. Nine Wells.
Okay. Thank you. Is that in Dundee as well, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Okay. So what
these streets be worried by because they've got loads of appointments at the hospital for rheumatology and everything.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do, Sharon, is I'm going to write to those two institutions. I'm going to write to the social services. Do you want copies of all the information that I get from your time in care, Sharon, or do you not want to see them? It's entirely up to you.
Do you know what, son? I would like to know.
Okay. I'll send you all
a copy. Because I bet there's a few things we didn't get.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no problem. If I can help you, you know, fill some gaps, then I'm more than happy to.
Yeah, That would be good.
Yeah, time in care. So once I have all that information, Sharon, I'll obviously send it to you, and then me and you go through that together. We'll make sure that you've got all of your everything in there that you need. So your time and care, your medical records, the records of your hospitalisation. What we'll then do, Sharon, is obviously we'll go through it together, make sure we haven't missed anything out. We'll then submit that to the Scottish Redress team. They know we're claiming. So what we've done so far, Sharon, just so you are fully aware, is we've told them that we're going to claim. They give us an application number, and we've told them that we are going to be providing with support and evidence. So we will, they know
I'm
that.
So valuable hearing us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's been an honour to talk to you, to be honest. What will happen then, Sharon, is we'll then get what's called a panel date. The panel will then judge on our case.
We don't have to attend that, I know.
No. It's all removed. No. It's all done.
Okay.
Closed doors. But we will get notification, obviously, and we'll then obviously advise you on whether to take or accept or reject that offer. Our main goal, obviously, is to try and get you as much recognition of what's happened to you and care. And also, obviously, you know, as a byproduct of that, get you the financial compensation you deserve also.
Perfect, son. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you for talking to me, Sharon. I just need to go one step back with you. Because obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I need to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there. I have to do that on this recorded call, Sharon.
No, I'm quite happy with what you've done for me so far. I'm quite happy to talk to three. Let's just proceed as well. I know you've got to sit to cover your back.
Yeah, I'll just run through them with you, Sharon, just obviously I have to. Just to let you know, Sharon, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. If you wish to, you can obviously build your own case with the Scottish Redress. So that's option one. Option two, Sharon, is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply and won't charge you any fees. Now, they do that because they get paid £2,000 directly from the Scottish Government as part of what's called...
I just want to recognition.
Yeah, okay. We'll get you that. As part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme.
Yeah, and whatever you have to take up, I can't.
We don't participate in that scheme, Sharon. This is what I'm trying to tell you. We will charge you a fee. We've actively rejected that government scheme, so we don't get paid by the government. We enter into a joint venture with you. What that means under a no win, no fee is if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on me and the business to go out and give you the best chance of getting, the most positive of outcomes, should we say. Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. It's actually slightly less, but you'll never pay us more than 20%, no matter how much time we spend on your case. On the flip side of that, Sharon, because you've been through such emotional hardship in your life, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship. So if we are unsuccessful, Sharon, we won't come looking for any fees. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees and our time. So we'll never put you under financial distress. Do you understand those three options, Sharon?
Yeah, I understand these three options, but I will proceed with yourself, son.
Perfect. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you for the showing faith. Just to let you know, Sharon, you signed some documentation with us of what's called a conditional fee agreement. That was probably just over a week ago now. You do have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. What that means days from the day you signed, you can rip your agreements up with ourselves and walk away. Alternatively, Sharon, you can waive the 14-day cooling off period, but that's entirely up to you.
I just want to proceed with the case, son, and I'm only for you guys to do it.
Okay, so you're happy for me to waive the 14-day cooling off period?
Yeah, yes, Yes.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Sharon, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You have my number now. My name is Michael. I work for you.
No, Michael.
Yeah, I work for you, Sharon. If you need me, give me a ring. If I can't answer, leave me a message. I'll call you straight back. But I will be in touch with you every 3 to 4 weeks, Sharon, just to check in, let you know how I'm getting on. How you're getting on, probably more importantly. And then I'll walk you through now till the very end, Sharon.
Thank you so much. And I'll work with you till the end, okay, son?
Thank you, Sharon. It's lovely speaking to you today. I'm so sorry I had to drag you over then.
I know. I knew it was going to be hard when I had to come and speak to the back, and I needed to get out and open that way everybody can.
Yeah, well, look.
Especially about the government.
Yeah, we can have, you know, friendly chats over the next 6 to 10 months. We don't have to keep dragging this up. When we get the information back, that's probably where it's going to get a little bit harder.
But
we'll just we can have harder weather chats. What's it like up in Scotland? Chat, it doesn't matter. But I'll just keep in touch with you.
I'll just keep all my eggs in my basket for you.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you, Sharon. Right, my number, Sharon. Give me a call in time.
Yeah, I've got that. Thank you, son.
Thank you, Sharon. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, son. You too.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.